不是人不怕的妹妹妹。
What it is, you bunch of jive ass. Turk is happy draft day.
Happy.
If you're hearing this, it's 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days after we record because sometimes I forget or shit comes up.
It happens.
Yeah. What's up, boys?
Oh, nothing much, brother. Nothing much.
Happy draft day. You excited to see how the Cowboys are going to keep fucking up the rest of our year?
I'm hoping for positive vibes.
Yeah,
positive
we all vibes. Are, but we know the Cowboys are stupid idiots. I may be a little fucking... I may be a little bit of a sour puss from last year.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. Very, like, just
every year. I think I'm just fucking fed up where I'm going to stop getting excited and
get your hopes up, yeah, and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then let you down in the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very disappointing.
Yeah. I see you got another 5-gallon bucket of fucking Evan Williams over there.
Well, you know.
Nice.
It can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a taster.
Mm-hmm. I brought in a bottle that I've been wanting to try for a while. I saw it on this. I saw it on the YouTube channel called Bruzel.
Mm-hmm.
Brewlze.
Okay.
Pretty good bourbon whiskey channel. If you're looking for like recommendations, solid. Most of the, I would say 90% of the recommendations that I get,
mm-hmm,
are from that channel.
Interesting.
The dude has a good palate. You can trust it.
Yeah.
If he says go get it, go get it.
Okay.
So I got Pinhook. It's their 2023 release. Apparently they've been releasing a new bottle every year.
Wow.
Which it's all the same shit.
Uh-huh.
It's just aged another year.
Oh.
So you'll get one that's like 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. It's all the same shit. And you can, if you buy every year, then you can see how the stuff has progressed.
I got you.
So that's Pinhook, the 2023 release. So that was last year's. We'll see if I can hold myself back from not finishing the bitch till I can get 2024. Maybe some older ones.
And, oh, man.
Excuse me. Choking on my shit over here like the Cowboys choked in the playoffs.
Oh,
anyway, don't forget this show is sponsored by Confidently You Beauty.
Yeah.
If you're in the Corpus Christi area, stop by and see our girl, mm-hmm, Ms. Marisol. She'll get your hair hooked up.
Yes,
book your appointments if you want to do so at confidentlyyoubeauty.com.
Please.
Yeah.
Book them.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Cardinals are on the board. It's going to be a weird episode for the non-football followers because we're going to stop every 5 minutes or so to... Ooh, Marvin Harrison Jr. That's Indianapolis Marvin Harrison, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Look like a mixture of LeBron and DaBaby. Or Lil Baby, whoever has hair like that. I don't know. It's too many fucking babies.
It is. It's too many.
Yeah. Too many. Yeah. Too many. What's going on, man? Y'all have a good week?
Yeah, brother. Just chilling. Ready for Friday.
Oh, yeah.
What's Friday? Just ready for the end of the week?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
End of the week.
Look at that greasy ass motherfucking picture that you used there. Holy shit. Look, man.
That.
They could have powdered that motherfucker's face or something.
Hey,
there's got to be a more flattering picture of him than that.
Had the technology to kind of help the brother out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Assist.
Dude, that was a bad picture. That, and that looked like one of those old pictures of like Louis Armstrong or what's that dude's name? That tap dancer dude, Mr. Bojangles, like one of those racist ass pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, in this picture, for those who didn't see it, the dude had a shiny face, big cheekbones, dark black skin, and pink lips. Pretty much an old Looney Tunes depiction of what black people used to look like.
Basically.
I mean, dude, if you watch the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, they're pretty fucking racist.
Yeah, you see that racism in there. Like,
Pacific Islanders, black people, Cuban people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody that was white, that was not white.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It is. And that's because we didn't know. You just didn't know. But you look at it now.
I think people knew it was racist. I think just white people were in charge. So they were like, yeah, that's fucking funny.
We just going to put that out. Ain't nobody going to say nothing.
I mean, that was back in the 50s and 60s.
They really couldn't say nothing. I mean, good.
No. Yeah. No, even the old cartoons from like the 20s and shit, 30s, mm-hmm. It's crazy, dude. It is fucking crazy. Like when they did like Asian people and shit.
Oh
my God, dude. That's crazy. It like big teeth, small eyes, straight haircut. I mean, they're right, but it's not right to do that.
Yeah.
It's right.
But not right to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Who the fuck is this? Oh. I had a missed call from somebody. I don't know.
Somebody.
Phone's on silent. I don't know. Let's give this pinhook a little sniffy sniff. I will say that this looks more like a champagne or a...
It does.
What do you call it? Wine.
Like a...
Like those light-colored wines? Not like red wine or whatever.
What, a Moscato?
I don't know.
Yeah, white wine.
I don't know shit. White, is, it like, is white wine like that?
Yeah. White wines and Moscatos, yeah. Those are... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man, but... Mm-hmm.
It is very light. We'll say that.
Give her a little sniffy sniff here.
Okay.
It don't smell bad.
No.
It smells like... I mean, it has a good smell to it, but man, but that is oily as fuck. You see that?
Yeah,
almost as oily as that motherfucker's face they just got there. Holy shit.
Oh, my goodness. That guy.
That's a dope suit that guy's wearing. That checkered one?
Yeah.
That's a dope suit.
I actually like that. Yeah. I like that.
Look at the black guy in the back, and he's just all pissed off. Like, these motherfuckers think they drafted the truth. He ain't shit.
They drafted the truth.
Look at him. He was just, by the his stance, he was just like, damn, we fucked this all up.
He's all, they would have listened to me.
Yeah. Look how pink his lips are.
I see.
Holy shit.
Damn.
That's
very interesting.
It might be just his bottom lip, but that thing is pink as shit. That could be a white person's lip.
Could be.
Look at that, it could dude. Be. I don't think I've ever seen a black dude with lips that pink.
Mm-mm. Not me.
No.
No. I'm looking at y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all are not like pink, but they're not like that black.
Yeah.
And Wesley Snipes black. R-Truth black. Oh, God. R-Truth got some black ass lips. They're just the same color of his body. Mine get like that, but when I bite them too much.
Ah.
I got a bad habit of biting my lips.
Yeah.
I feel crazy, dude.
It's that orange. Black in his body.
Ooh, that's hot.
Ooh.
It's just hot up front. I didn't take nothing down the throat. Just it's only 101 proof.
Huh.
I guess they named this after a horse every year. This one is called Bourbon Resolve. Horse size, 16.2 hands. I don't know what the hell that means.
Mm.
Color, bay, sex, cult. It's unfiltered. Let's see what it says on the back of this bitch. Every year, Pinhook releases a new bourbon. Oh, it releases new bourbons and ryes that showcase the best attributes of our barrels. After meticulous barrel selection and blending, we find the perfect proof for each expression, giving the vintage a character as unique as the thoroughbred on the label.
Interesting.
Wow, scan the QR code on the back.
Ah, let's go to work.
Yeah.
Let's go to work.
Let's see what this does.
Find it out.
Come on, bitch.
Don't be a hoe.
I know, my camera's... There we go. Open link.
Just
check it out. I wonder if it gives you, like, the mash bill and shit.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
It shouldn't be cool.
Show.
My connection is not private. Who gives a fuck? Turn on enhanced protection. What the fuck?
Dang. I'm making you go through it.
I guess.
Like, it's a secret. If you scan this QR code, we will ask you 15 questions before you get
to... Yeah, what the hell? Yes, I'm old enough to drink whiskey, bitch. The page I found does not exist.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's try it again without all that security shit.
Goodness gracious.
While I'm doing this... Shotmaster, why don't you get on to the games of the week?
All right, who the fuck you got? So this week, so week for most folks.
Not me. I know that. Or I don't know. Maybe.
You went 3-1 this week, brother.
No, that was a good one for me. Fuck y'all, losers. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Deacon had a rough week. He went 1-3.
I did? Mm-hmm. Dang. That's all right. I don't care.
The rest of us went 3-1.
Nice.
So the standings are like this. Mr. Elite View is in first place at 8-8. Deacon's in second, 6-10. I'm in third, 5-11. And Dino's, you were last at 4-12.
You dumb bitch. I don't have my memory card in here. I didn't I tried to wipe my memory card because it still has like 2 episodes on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my computer's acting like a bitch, dude. That's why the episode didn't come out on Sunday last week. It came out Monday night.
Yeah, yeah.
It took all 24 hours to fucking load up.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, we're on our last leg. I might have to just put the music on here and then just start recording it like that or something.
Oh, secondary. Mm-hmm. Quick.
All right. Yeah. Or just go fucking Leading Ladies of CC and just welcome back to episode 485. Pretty cool the way she did that. She didn't need no music. She didn't need shit.
Nah,
yeah.
Just boss. Listen to what the fuck I'm going to say or get out.
And that's it. That's all I got to say about that. Jack.
First game this week is between the Brahmas and the Renegades.
Mm. Houston Renegades, Dallas Renegades.
San Antonio and Arlington.
Yeah, Dallas. I'll go San Antonio. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going to go San Antonio.
I'll go the Brahmas.
The Brahmas?
The Brahmas. Mr. Levy, he sent in his picks.
He just did.
He just did. Just right before we went to the segment, sent in his picks. He's going San Antonio as well. I'm going to go San Antonio. It's going to be San Antonio across the board this week. Next game. Stallions, Roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
I'm going to go Stallions.
I'm going TX all day. You can put me, if there's another motherfucking Texas team on there, you can put my ass down for the TX. I hold that bitch down.
I hold it down to the heart.
That's it,
look at that fucking guy. He looks like Mr. Incredible if he was 20. He looks like young Jason Witten.
He does.
Look at that fucking haircut. That guy looks like one of the racist guys from Remember the Titans. Look at that motherfucker.
Damn.
Dude, that is the whitest man I've ever seen in my life. Not color wise.
Yeah.
Just like style, haircut.
It's just like straight.
Appearance wise.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
Wow.
6'8", 321.
Yeah, I saw Scooter Magruder talking about us drafting him. He's bigger than Tyron Smith and shit. 6'8 is huge, dude.
It is.
For an offensive lineman?
All right, we know I'm gonna go there.
Go.
What do you think?
Hmm.
What are you thinking here?
Oh my gosh.
No. I mean, if I
know where you're gonna go, if I think
you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I kinda
think of like a 12-year-old. don't guess what I'm asking you. Just tell me what you give me the answer to what you think I'm asking you, and I'm almost 99% sure that you're right. I'm almost 100%. I'm 99% sure that's what I meant.
He said I'm almost sure 99% that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say,
God, his sister's got to be at least 6'2".
At least.
Holy shit. He's 6'8", and she's at his neck.
That, dang.
That's big, dude.
And there's daddy.
Yeah. Big Folgers coffee drinking motherfucker.
He likes his cups.
That motherfucker's a multi-millionaire. He still drinks Folgers. Folgers.
He said, you can't. I ain't.
By the can.
Mm-mm. Yeah. By the can.
Anyway, all right. Give me the answer to what you think I was asking you.
This brother here. We're talking about the dude 6'8", whatever, right? So this is where I feel like your mind was going, and I'm gonna give you the answer. I think it was. I want to say I think, because I feel like you're talking about his piece. Right. Yep.
I'm not going to show anything until you give me the answer.
I'm going to say that you're talking about his piece, and I'm going to say you're talking about as far as if he has a chub.
No, completely flaccid. Completely flaccid.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh my gosh. Shotmaster?
Hard to say. I'm going to say maybe.
Maybe a hammer?
Maybe, yeah.
I think he's got like a super fat cock, but it's like one of those fat Sharpies you use to write on boxes, like on shipping labels. Like that. The super, super fat ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the ones you shake. One of those. He just got a fat fucking hog, but it's not that long. It's probably like 6.5. I mean, it blows me out of the water, but shit.
Goodness gracious.
What the fuck? That's a quarterback from fucking Cincinnati. That's Fat Joe Burrow. Look at him. It looks just like him.
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Let's get on to the next game. Since your brother don't want to answer about another man's penis.
Oh my gosh. Let's go.
It's all right. I know you get uncomfortable.
All right. So the second game is split. Deacon and myself are going Stallions. Dino's and Elite View are going Roughnecks. Mm-hmm. Next game, Battlehawks Defenders.
I'm going to go Battlehawks.
You going Battlehawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about which one is a shittier name. Washington Defenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say it could either be Washington or Cleveland, because Cleveland has the Guardians. I'll go Battlehawks as well. Fuck it.
I guess I'm going to be alone. I'm going Defenders on this one.
Nice.
Went Battlehawks as well. And last game is Panthers and Showboats.
Panthers. Fuck the Showboats. Yeah. It's the gayest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, Panthers.
Yeah, this one's going to be Panthers across the board.
Oh, my goodness. That's something else.
It's the Showboats. It is pretty gay.
Yeah.
Such a showboater.
I represent the Showboat.
I'll tell you what, I've found probably the funniest gay comedian I've ever seen. His name is Mateo Lane. And he's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
On podcasts and in stand-up.
Nice.
Yeah. He's gay as fuck, but man, dude, he does accents really well.
Yeah.
He speaks like 3 or 4 different languages. I might be in love with this dude. By the way I'm talking him up.
Yeah.
I might be in love with him.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He said, oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Is that the last game?
That's it. Yeah, that's the last game.
Nice. I'm going to turn all of our levels down. We're using a lot of fucking energy here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I keep turning us up instead of turning my headphones up. I forget that I can hear what we sound like without blasting people's fucking stereos up. Or however you choose to listen to our shitty-ass show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, in honor of the draft, I thought I'd go a little football trivia here.
All right.
This week's pop-to-pop quiz brought to you by ConfidentlyYouBeauty.com.
Mm-hmm.
What number draft pick this year is Mr. Irrelevant? What? Now, for those who don't know football terminology, or who don't even follow football or the draft, Mr. Irrelevant is a nickname that they give to the very last player drawn in each draft. It's different every year due to compensatory picks. How do you say that word?
You guys are wrong. Like
compensation picks.
Yeah.
You're so shitty, we're going to give you these picks.
Yeah.
So it varies from year to year. It's not like, oh, he's number 400 every year or 150, however many fucking picks are.
Yeah.
So this year,
hmm.
what pick is Mr. Irrelevant?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Let's see. How many rounds they do? About five?
Seven.
They do seven rounds.
Yeah, seven rounds.
I think at one point, I think it used to be like 10 rounds.
Good God. Do your thing. I ain't mad at you. Damn, seven rounds. Last pick, Mr. Renner. I'm a go. I know I'm going to be wrong. I'm a go.
It's all right, Daddy. Shoot your shot.
Shoot. I'm a go 430. I don't know.
430.
Yeah, I don't know. That's where I'm going to go.
I'm going to go 265.
430 and 365.
Two.
No, 365.
He said no.
I think you're actually pretty close. I just looked at the answer and I forgot it. All right.
Mm.
Compensatory.
Mm.
Can you go to Google and press how to say that fucking word? Compensatory picks. I don't know how to. The number of compensation picks they give you every year. Mm-hmm. That shit. Oh, wait. This is for 2023.
Oh, Lord.
Well, okay. Hey, look. I'm trying to click on these shits. It's a screenshot. So we'll go off of the 2023.
2023?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, but okay, I got it. I already got the answer.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
For 2024, you still want to keep your answers?
Yeah.
Where y'all pick? Yeah. Remind everybody what they were.
430.
And 265.
I'm all the way off.
Mr. Irrelevant will go with pick number 200.
Mm.
57.
Ooh.
57.
Nice.
Last year was 253.
253, yeah. Mm. It fluctuates each year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy. I didn't even think they did that many picks.
I didn't think so either. That's interesting. That's a very interesting question.
It's a lot. I didn't know we had that. You know what I mean? I didn't know there was that many guys that got drafted. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all watch the whole draft all weekend?
I pop in here and there. It's mainly just like probably.
First and second round?
First round.
Maybe third.
Maybe second, depending. Pop in here and there.
Depending on who's still available. Who didn't get drafted night one.
Yeah, if y'all don't have nothing to do, you're like, fuck it, nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be home. Are you watching the draft?
I'm going to watch the draft. I'm going to watch and see and, you know, hear what they got to say about the different, who's available, what's the most available player. And
who's the most surprising they didn't go in the first round? Who did they surprise getting in the first round?
True.
I'm excited to see all the trades that are going to happen.
Oh, yes.
They predicted 10 trades before the first 10 were up.
Dang.
Yeah. I think last year was 9. It set a record at 9 last year. They tied the record, something like that.
Good God.
Yeah, I was watching McAfee. Dude, there's flies everywhere.
I know. It's like
the fucking weather changed, and there's flies everywhere.
They're all over the place. Like, you can't even open your door for 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm like, damn.
There's flies everywhere, and everybody I know has allergies.
Oh, yeah. Allergies are horrible right
Y'all get allergies?
Here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there. Like, I think when I lost my voice for a minute, I think it was due to allergies.
You think it was?
Well, yeah, because I didn't feel no sickness or anything. And I just woke up. My voice was just gone and raspy. And then today or yesterday, my supervisor had the same thing happen to her.
Really?
And another coworker had the same thing happen to her. And I'm like, God dang. And she's all like, yeah, it's my allergies or acting up. And I'm like,
yeah, y'all need to stop making out at work, passing that shit along.
You need to stop that. Don't be spreading them rumors.
It's all right. Nobody listens to this shit anyway. Stop me when I'm lying.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody listen to this shit. Number one in the nation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That F1 shit has gotten real popular. Ever since that documentary came out. I think before then it was getting on the rise. I know Bill Burr and a few other comedians were watching it, but now it's like popular. It's people are like into that shit.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
I feel like if you want your thing to be popular, put it on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
With a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that's where it gets the most buzz.
Yeah. I wonder how good the Yolanda Saldivar documentary went. I started watching it and I was like, I don't care.
I haven't even seen it. I'm meaning to watch it, but I just forget about it. So
it's okay.
I don't know.
There are some good points. Mm-hmm. And you're like, But I think I'm just so brainwashed from watching Selena when I was little. I don't believe it. You know what I mean?
You're like, nah.
Yeah. It's like when you find out that women and men have the same number of ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, but no, that's not true. Whoa. And they're like, yes, it's here's a skeleton. Look at it. There's a man and a woman. They have the same amount of ribs.
Hey, just count them all. Count them with me at the same time. Mm-hmm. We count them together.
Yeah, that black lady shaking her big ass titties. Look at that shit.
Whoa. She out there.
She had some fucking hangers, daddy. holy shit.
She out there.
Her in the one shirt take up the whole load.
Yep.
It's fool, yeah.
Damn, dude. That's a lot of material.
Okay.
I don't know if I like that green suit or if I hate it.
It's like a mixture. It's like love and hate type of.
Yeah, because I like to wear crazy shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I can't pull it off.
Mm.
It's crazy what black people can pull off color-wise and style-wise. You know what I mean? Like it almost goes better. It's like wearing bright colors and then throwing like a black trim on there. Like, man, that makes it pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, y'all are just lucky because you just get to do so many things that we can't.
That we can't?
That I can't. That's like my skin tone washes the shit out.
It's like just,
Yeah.
It's just what I'm saying. He said just,
Like, look at this bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
It is sherbet orange. And look at how bland it looks next to the white and the brown. Right?
Yeah.
But if you put this label and you put black coffee in there, it's going to make it pop.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. This whiskey's light. The orange almost blends it in and it makes it look lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what happens with me in bright colors.
Ah, I get you, brother.
You know what I mean? The darker you are, the brighter colors you can wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it pop. It's like opposites, like when you learn the color wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Black and orange, red and yellow.
Yeah.
Blue and green. What is it, blue and yellow? I don't know. You know, the colors pop.
It pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My colors pop.
Yeah.
My colors.
What's going on with all this Rick Ross and Drake and fucking Quavo
I don't even know.
These diss tracks.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of diss tracks. Quavo and Chris Brown and all this stuff. I don't even know how it happened, and how we got here. And
dude, I'm so out of touch with today's rap. I mean, and those rappers are from when I was young. I don't know about Quavo. I don't know who the hell that is. But, you know, Chris Brown and all these other guys. Rick Ross. It was good to hear Rick Ross. I mean, his diss track was good.
Mm.
The beat was hot.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear rap music that you can understand again. I feel like it's coming back.
Yeah.
Even the new guys, you can understand what they're saying, and it's more like of a slower ba da da ba da da ba ba da ba da. Or you know what I mean? Just that kind of beat.
Yeah, it's not that whole
instead of like three words.
Yeah.
Or even like the mumble rap shit when they're like, hitting to the store like, give me some coke, like, shut the fuck up and just rap the whole verse.
I know.
And let me hear the story you're like, trying to tell me.
Stop being lazy and just finish.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just gonna mumble right here.
Yeah.
On this after this, so just keep the track going. I didn't lose my spot. I'm just inserting because, you know, I don't want to write out the whole thing. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's why I like J. Cole. J. Cole's a fucking animal.
He is. He is. Man, he keeps it real. He don't follow these trends. Mm-hmm. He says whatever he want to say. He raps how he wants to rap. And that's what we need in rap. Like, you know, and most people, they follow the trends, whatever's hot, whatever beat is banging and this, that and third. I'm like, come on. I get it. Yep. Do your thing, but you know the message. I like the message behind in the lyrics. Whenever you got a strong message, then it's like, okay, I'm vibing with you. I'm well, rocking with you.
I talk a lot of shit about that stuff, but I feel like Little John might have started this trend.
Oh, well, of course.
Think back to the Lovers and Friends song.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you for a long time. Shout it. It was a whole...
Yeah.
You know, but fucking never crossed my mind. Shout it. Yeah. Is that shit all...
Of course.
They just took that shit and got really fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True, true, true.
I mean, some of these, like, mumble rap songs were kind of banging, but... I don't know. It's just not for me. I'm just happy to understand what people are saying now.
Yeah. That's the good thing.
I'm mm-hmm. such an old bitch.
Nah, it happens. It's just like, I don't want to hear, like you said, three words and a bunch of yelling.
Yeah.
Some of these songs, it's like, it's all you did was you yelled the whole damn song.
Mm-hmm.
Or make random ass noises.
Yeah.
Like the song, they remade that that Air Force One song.
Yeah, I heard that. They sampled that shit, right?
I said... They was getting so much hate from that. Mm-mm. And I said, I would have had to listen to that. Like, I would have listened to what they put out before they put anything out, because that, I mean, that's your swag, whatever, but
yeah.
It was not right. Was not right no. at all.
There are some songs that do not need to be remade.
Yeah. I did like that. I was surprised. You know how the guys from, was it from Memphis? They say they're R's and shit. Is it
mm-hmm.
Memphis, right?
Yeah.
My mirrors it.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
chick that raps from Memphis.
Oh, Glorilla?
I guess. Yeah. I don't even know her name, but
yeah, it's Glorilla.
She has a song out right now, and that bitch is hot.
Yeah, Glorilla. The song.
And you hear her on the track, like, my mirrors it. And I was like, damn, that gives it a little flavor. That's cool yeah. on the song. We talking like that in real life.
Yeah, that's, she said, like, she was on Shannon Sharp. She said,
yeah.
Because I scrolled and she's all like, because she said it on, she's all like, yeah, my mirrors it. And he was like, you what?
Yeah, he freaked out.
And she was like, yeah, my mirrors it. He's all, why you say that? And she's all like, so that's how we talk down in Memphis. That's how they say it. And he's all like, for real? She's all like, yeah. Oh, they draft. Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting
pick. Michael Penis Jr. Penix. Sorry. Penix.
That is interesting. That
Orlando Brown looking motherfucker.
Aw. That's an interesting pick.
Where do you come from? Washington, Wisconsin?
It's
a big ass W.
Washington.
Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting pick.
Why is that?
Because
you would know more than I would. I don't watch a lot of college ball.
They just signed Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't think that Atlanta would go for a quarterback.
Oh, is this a dude that cooked him in the national championship? They cooked Texas.
Yeah.
They cooked Texas, dude.
Yeah.
That dude was throwing bombs, putting on a fucking clinic against Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's good.
Yeah, they said he would have been a higher pick, a much higher pick. But since I think he tore he had two ACL tears. I think it was
ACL tears.
I think he did, and because I know he's, I don't know if this was a 6 year or something like that.
I believe so, because he started at Indiana, and he transferred.
Yeah,
and of course they all got that extra year for COVID.
Oh, really?
So some of these guys are on their fifth and sixth years.
I think, yeah.
So if you were in school during COVID, you get that year back for eligibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And motherfucker be 25 years old playing college football.
Yeah.
I think it's a player that's about to enter, I believe, his seventh or eighth year playing college football.
Wow. Good night.
But you get an extra year for redshirting and all that shit.
Yeah, there's a catch to it, though. With the red shirt, I think it's you can't play more than, it's either 3 or 4 games. If you play more than 4 games, you can't redshirt.
Mm.
But if you play less than 4 games, you can play and then they can redshirt you. And
you want some of this?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're waiting for? No. I saw your empty glass. I didn't want it to get dry there.
No, I was just chilling. I was just
vibing. Oh, my bad.
You good, bro. You
yeah, good. That's I'd like to watch more college. I see that every year, dude. And yards and fucking family get-togethers and all that stuff.
It's trying to find the time, like, because Saturday is, like, the busiest time where you want to get everything done mm-hmm. that you couldn't do during the week, and you got extra side hustles and everything
Slam the bitch down. Fuck it.
At this moment. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You got all the side hustles and everything. So it's like kind of hard to be watching college football.
Yeah.
On a Saturday. Like, you got to catch it at the right time. So.
Yeah. That's the kind of ball that I'm going to be. Like where that? It's just on the sides. See how he has kind of like a horseshoe thing going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's more off to one side.
I would rock that.
Would you do it?
I would if I could.
Yeah.
Booger, why you got on this orange jacket?
Who's that?
Booger McFarland.
Mm-hmm. Booger McFarland, if you erased his face, he would look like a milk dud.
He would.
He has a very textured head.
He does.
You know what I mean? Man. Torn right CL. Oh,
he tore the torn same right one.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was him. Yeah.
Separated throwing shoulder.
And that's why they didn't, a lot of teams like kind of passed on him because he had all these injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, we want to draft you. You got some good skills, but the injuries are too high risk.
Yeah.
But hey, well, I guess that Atlanta said, well, Kirk Cousins ain't going to be here that long. You know, he ain't got too much plans. So might as well put him behind Kirk, let him learn. Pull like a Patrick Mahomes type deal.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins seems like a good teacher.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I don't blame him. That's cool. The Bears are up again, number 9.
That's crazy. 2 back-to-back picks.
You know, top 10 at that.
Yeah.
I know Houston last year, they went 1-3 last year.
Let's see what they go with now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not back-to-back.
Yeah.
2 top 10, I'm sorry. Because they drafted number 1, right?
Yeah.
And they got a new quarterback, and they said, fuck Justin Fields. He gone.
They kid. Oh,
they took Michael's teammate.
Oh, man.
Romy Odunze. Oduns.
Okay.
Oduns.
Okay.
I don't know. Is he, like, African?
I want to say.
Because that dude is wearing like African getup.
He got the dashiki.
With the little, with the cap and shit. You saw that?
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm trying not to be racist.
No. Say your mind. Say something your mind, brother.
That black bastard. No, I'm just kidding.
You said I could say this on my mind.
He said it. He said I could do it.
I got the green light.
He's
going to
hear a bunch of fucking. Oh, shit. You lost your goddamn mind.
You know where you're supposed to stay. You know what lane you're supposed to stay in.
No,
come on.
Shit.
Now. God dang. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Oh man.
They got his wide receiver.
He was born in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that dude's just representing for the culture.
Maybe. It's possible.
There's probably some
Different.
Either the heritage or there's something lineage down the
or something
line.
There, yeah.
There's something down the line.
Remember how like in the 90s? Like when Fresh Prince was hot and all that shit, the dudes were wearing like the Malcolm X and the Shaka Zulu and all the African colors and shit.
Yeah.
Or Jamaica.
Yeah, true.
Maybe that shit's coming back.
It's possible.
90s style's coming back. Girls are wearing ripped baggy pants now, up to the belly button.
Yes, I've seen that.
It's crazy how much it's changed, man.
It is.
Remember in high school, they wanted the low cut pants, cut off half your ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because butt crack was sexy, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was like Shakira and maybe Paris Hilton, and they had little dimples in the back and in the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And now it's just like cover everything up.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making a comeback. It's crazy how it comes full circle.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming back. Like, the young generation's like, hey, this right here.
They're like rediscovering shit.
Be like, man, this was pretty fly. Let me try this, bring this back. Man, you look at them and be like, dang, that's what we wore back in the day. Like,
yeah.
This is fly now?
We're old bitches now.
Yeah. Yeah. We up there.
Y'all are 36, right?
Yeah.
I'll be there in a couple months.
Oh, suck it, ducky.
Wait, May, June, July. I got 3 months.
Oh, suck it, ducky.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. That dude kind of looks like the guy from The Pivot.
He kind of
the guy with the braids?
Yeah.
He kind of looked like Channing Crowder.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Who's hilarious, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's something else.
That dude's pretty fucking funny.
He is a riot. That is something.
That's the dude that showers like 3 times a week. Or, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. What's his reasoning behind that?
He just felt like he don't need to shower that much.
Well, probably he don't fucking sweat and bust ass. He's just sitting inside chilling, talking on the AC. It's like you fresh out the shower every
day. Basically.
Since you don't retire.
You know what? And I can, sometimes I sweat ass. Sometimes I don't have the energy to take a fucking shower. Just like, fuck it. I'll go. My balls stink that bad? Nope. All right, let's go back to work. Not so much lately because I don't.
Yeah.
I'm more supervisory now, but before I knew I did it.
Yeah, of course.
I still do it every now and then. Vacation? Yeah, fuck it.
Vacation?
Fuck it.
Why do it? Why do that?
Yeah, I'm waking up funky. I'm drinking. I'm eating whatever the fuck I want.
And I'm going out there funky.
Yeah.
To get funky.
I don't care. I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh man, even if I have a bidet, I still have to take a shower after I shit every time. I just freak out on shit like that. Like over cleanliness.
Like
that's a little too much.
I know a guy who takes a shit. Every time he takes a shit, he takes a shower.
Wow. Like
regardless of how clean he wipes or bidet and all that stuff. That's why I said that. Because every single time he can't take it, he won't go to the bathroom anywhere but home.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that, it's just a guaranteed shower.
Wow.
No, I mean, if he had diarrhea, every time he's in the shower.
In the shower.
Every time.
Dang. Bro, that's a lot of showers with diarrhea. Like,
I'm telling you what, and fucking water bill must be high.
Oh, it has to be. After all them showers like that?
Yeah.
Bro. Hopefully he knows, like, hey, this going to mess up my stomach, so I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah.
No, because that water bill going to be expensive.
Now that we're talking about showers.
Yes.
How often, let's just say y'all had your own places.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have your own restrooms, showers?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's just say you did.
Okay.
Right? How often will you reuse a towel? How many times will you reuse a towel? Or do you even?
I would reuse a towel twice.
Twice?
Twice, and then I'll grab another one. And then, you know, after I use the second one I grabbed twice, then depending on, I'm not going to be using up all the towels, but I'm going to just reuse the two towels, and I'm going to throw them in the washer with a load of laundry or something like that.
Just the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would reuse it twice.
Like if you have a stack of towels, you're using two, and then when you wash your drawers and shit, you throw them in there and then put them up again.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, about the same. About
twice?
Two. Yeah, twice.
I'll do it. I mean, if it doesn't stink, like from being wet, I'll reuse it till it stinks.
Yeah.
Lately, I've noticed I've been doing that. I'll use it
till it
stinks. Normally, it would be like two or three times, and then I'll wash it. Now, it's like,
I think maybe like a week max.
A week max,
and that's if I'm being like lazy.
Yeah, you can go that far.
But my wife acts like it's the dirtiest thing in the world to reuse the towel.
It is not.
Or like, not just her.
Yeah.
But, you know, just people that I've talked to about doing it.
Because
other guys have asked me in front of their wife. It's been like a couple conversations before. Yeah. And I'm like, as long as it doesn't stink, I mean, I just washed my body. I'm literally just drying off.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but you dry in between your ass cheeks and all this shit. I was like, I just scrubbed them. Like, they're clean.
Exactly.
Like, your ass should be clean enough to fucking eat something off of. Or maybe not eat something off of, but, like, you should be able to scratch your asshole when you get out of the shower and not have any funk on your finger.
You should.
And if you still do, you're not washing it right.
You're not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not.
I mean, in theory, you should be able to scratch the ring of your butthole
and
it not stink.
It shouldn't. Yeah. It shouldn't. If it stink, you ain't washing right.
You ain't doing it right, dude.
Right. Exactly. You're
not doing it right. I know there's, you know, certain times or whatever, but still.
Yeah.
So when I don't even dry in between my ass cheeks. Do you?
Mm.
Think about when you get out of the shower. Do you put the towel, crease it over your hand, and then dry in between your ass?
I do.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Wow, maybe I'm fucking crazy.
I do.
I don't do that.
I do.
I just go like over the cheeks, top of the crack, under the balls.
Yes.
Gooch. Yeah,
definitely.
But I don't do in between the ass.
I do.
Wow. I'm going to try that and see how it feels.
It's discovering new things.
Maybe because I'm like a little plumper, it just feels awkward to reach back.
Yeah.
I also don't stand up and wipe my ass.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'll squat and then.
Maybe.
Like do it the way I wipe my ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
He's thinking.
Yeah. All right. You get in the shower. What's the first thing you wash?
First thing I'm washing.
Well, let's answer this first.
All right.
Washcloth or like the little
washcloth.
Loofah sponge.
Yeah, like you know, like the little scrungy thing with the string on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Washcloth. Washcloth. Your loofah sponge thing? Are you like the actual sponge thing? Or are you like the one that I'm talking about? Like the little net. Put together like a fucking bouquet.
I think his is like that.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
For like body wash.
Here and then when I stay with my girl, I use a washcloth. So I'm
really.
Mm-hmm. So I use both.
My wife uses a washcloth, mm-hmm. or she did. I don't know if she does anymore, but because I've been seeing those scrungy loofah things, mm-hmm. all fucked up. She goes through those. She must scrub the shit out of her body because she fucks those things up. Dude, I'm telling you, you know, like when a one of those things you hang on your door,
yeah,
a wreath.
Oh,
a wreath Lord. Comes out, and the thing comes out, it's all scrunched
yeah.
up,
yeah,
and then it just comes out in a string. Yeah. That's what her shit looks like every couple months.
Yeah, oh God,
mine don't... still looks like I just got it. I had that thing for 4 years.
Oh Lord Jesus, this damn.
I don't know. Maybe you have to scrub up a notch extra hard. I don't know.
I don't know.
Look at that little kid's nervous.
Would be too shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm up there.
Easily a few thousand people there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, they going with the Vikings and the Jets, they swapped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I wonder if they're gonna pick up
I feel like they're gonna get
what they trade for.
JJ.
Did they trade for another pick or did they trade a player and a pick?
Just picks. The Vikings, they're gonna pick 10th overall and they got a 6th round pick. The Jets will pick 11th and then they got 4th and 5th round picks.
Oh, nice, yeah. They just went back one pick.
Yeah.
JJ McCarthy. Good call, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, so, okay. You put your body wash. What? Okay, body wash or bar soap?
Body wash.
Body wash, same.
Body wash,
yes.
Same.
Yes.
What brand?
I'm in between. I go from, where do I go? I'm right now.
That's what I do. What's on sale?
Right now, I'm with Dove right now.
Dove?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's moisturizing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very refreshing.
That's going to seal the deal with Black Don't Crack, baby. That's putting a nail in the coffin. I ain't cracking never.
My life.
Yeah. What about you?
I've been between Dove, Axe, and then Bath and Body Works.
Ooh, fancy motherfucker.
There's the Bath and Body Works I didn't get.
Oh, okay. Using hers.
No, well, she got it for me.
Oh, nice. It's for guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's the bourbon.
Oh,
yes.
Does
that smell good? Because the Bath and Body Works bourbon hand sanitizer? Money.
Oh, yes, sir. I got that, actually.
It's money. My sister gave it to me.
It is my guy.
Body wash. Mm. Lotion.
Oh, yes, sir.
The body spray.
Yes, sir.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Yes.
I'm gonna ask for that for Father's Day.
And they actually have a cologne as well.
Oh, shut up. That bourbon hits.
Yeah, hard. It smells good. Does have you smelled him that body wash and stuff?
What body wash?
The bourbon one?
No.
Oh, okay. Because if it smells like the hand sanitizer, it smells like cologne.
I think it does. Because I had a while back, I got the bourbon body wash and it smells just like
banger.
It's
a banger.
Hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to get it.
Oh, it's a banger. You can't.
I will say that's something you have to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You lather everything up.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first part of your body wash?
First part of my body is because I go and it's an odd that, and I have to do it every time. It's my arm.
Sequent?
It's my arm and then my chest. And then I go other arm and then I go neck. And then once I do that, I wash my tattoo. I don't scrub on my tattoo, but I just let the suds just drip on there because I don't. And then I go underarm, and then I go my legs, and then my balls and my asshole is like the last thing.
Yeah.
The last
I do
them
first. I do balls and ass first.
Damn, you're just spreading dirty ball and ass juice all over the rest of your body.
Not necessarily, because if I do that, I do that with my hands and then.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a different story.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I do my asshole with my hand.
Yeah, I do too.
I just got to make sure there's no dingleberries back there, no pieces of toilet paper.
I do the same thing.
You know what I mean? I check everything out. Spread the cheeks.
Yes.
Around the perimeter, slightly inside.
Slightly, yeah.
Slightly inside.
Just enough.
Only like 3 knuckles. That's it. Only 3. Only 3 knuckles.
Yeah.
My buddy Matt won't touch his butthole.
No?
He won't touch it. He just said he lets the soap wash down the back into the crack of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Then he opens his cheeks and closes them. So that way, like, kind of scrubbing itself.
Yeah.
And then he bends over and opens his ass and lets the water wash it. I was like, that's pretty gay.
I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah. I got to get some more.
I need some reassurance.
I know how I sweat and the shits that I take. I need to make sure that shit's clean.
Exactly. You need that. That's not assurance.
Yeah. I'm scrubbing my ass like it's like I'm Walter White and he's cleaning the tanks that he cooks all the meth up in. You know what I mean? I got to make sure.
You got to make sure. Like, yeah. You don't want to walk around with swamp ass or just funky ass. Just, you don't want that for your life. Just, like you said, some dingleberries just chilling in the back. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want that for your life.
I wonder if he'll answer the phone. I wonder.
The mystery.
Okay. There's the phone plug. Got it on phone. I want to make sure this shit goes down the right way because last time we called Mr. Elite View.
Yeah.
He didn't answer.
True, true, true.
Let me see if this Walter will fucking answer the phone. Oh, I gotta turn down the thing. There we go.
Bitch,
you're on the podcast.
Oh, what's up?
Well, we were talking about the way we wash our assholes in the shower. And I was telling him how you just let the soap run down the crack of your ass, and then you spread your ass cheeks. That way, the water will rinse it.
I bend over yeah, and I spread my ass cheeks. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're still not touching your asshole.
Yeah, I'm not touching my asshole. Man, okay. The water hit directly on my asshole, and I see the caca fall out.
Yeah, pressure washer style. You must have good fucking water pressure.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I changed the nozzle to where it's just a little one coming out.
Oh, okay, like the direct fire.
Yeah, it's like direct fire, dude. It's like all a right. Big bidet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I see that.
Oh yeah.
No, definitely.
Anytime I can help.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I was telling him, I go back there and I do the ring, and then go like two knuckle deep, three knuckle deep, just to make sure I don't have any bombas left over in there.
So, dude, I've changed my methods throughout the years, you know what I mean? So forever, because I had the room to do that right in a tub, and I would like, just lean over, let the water hit. But now what I do is I put that, like, that kind of that flat hand, like I'm running the Visa card.
Yeah.
I put that, like, I used to put a rag over my hand like that, but then I found out, like, the pores do that, right? They use rags. So I got, like, you know what?
Yeah, YMH. You know what
I mean? I said, I'm not poor. I'm not using that washcloth. I'm not poor no more. So I just get the soap, and I kind of put it flat on my hand, like where the knuckle going back to my thumb. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
My index finger, I run that soap on there and I just rub that hand in between.
Nice.
Hit it quick, bro. Fossy, let that water hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Deacon's pretty pissed right now because he just told us that he uses washcloth and I don't think he appreciates you calling him a broke bitch.
Hey, bro. I mean, it is what it is. I grew up like that, bro. Using washcloth and everybody was sharing the community washcloth. My brother would come in and wash
like, oh, God. Who the fuck stained the washcloth?
Oh yeah, mom was letting all them washcloths get used at one time.
Golly.
Oh no, bro. Mm-mm.
Oh no, shit,
she wasn't having that,
dude. Your poor mom, dude, washing her fucking tetas with the washcloth that was in y'all's ass and shit.
The worst part is when my brother started exploring himself. You know those towels are getting all hard.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
These washcloths are scratchy as fuck.
They just so stiff.
No, man. Yep. All right, dude. I'll let you go. We were.
Yeah. All
right. Later. Sick bitch. I love him. That's my buddy Matt, by the way. One of the 12. One of the 12 apostles.
Oh, man. 12 apostles. That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's funny, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. I tried that. I don't like the washcloth. I just don't like the way it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I got to find like a microfiber or something like that.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, because it ain't something that I was with the, I wasn't with the washcloth originally.
Oh, really?
No, I was with, I was like with him, what he had. I was with the loofah. The
loofah.
And then I just switched over, just tried something different. And I just continued to use it. I just ain't, you know, just, got me another one or whatever.
Yeah, with the loofahs, I feel like they don't last.
Oh, of course.
Like a washcloth does. Washcloth, it'll last you.
It'll
years.
Last. I mean, you wash.
Yeah.
You but wash it enough, yeah.
True. Yeah. True if you do. It's just something about it. I mean, you got to take care of it. And
yeah.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I hear Woodrow walking the drive.
All right. I need you to tell me how you wash your asshole.
With fucking soap and water in my hand?
Well, but okay, washcloth, loofah, straight up your hand.
But it's just depends. Sometimes a bar of soap. Sometimes
you put the whole bar of soap in your ass and just shoot it out two or three times.
Hey, whatever you gotta do to get clean sometimes,
depends
if
that's
total or not.
Nice.
Now, I went HEB and I saw this thing that will get real good in your crack. So really? I'm gonna try it out tonight.
Send me a picture of it when you get it.
It looks like a face, a little circle face sponge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I seen that. The one, the smiley face one?
No, fool, that's for dishes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, that thing's for dishes?
You will leave yourself with a Rosal.
Oh, I was wondering why the skin on my dick kept peeling off.
You were banging the eyeball?
Yeah, I thought it was a fleshlight.
Oh my god, you're retarded.
No wonder I don't feel shit when Jessica puts it in.
Oh my god.
Oh, y'all doing a podcast right now?
Yeah.
Thursday. None of y'all submitted y'all's picks.
Oh, yeah, I know. We picked right now.
Yeah.
We picked pretty much the same.
Oh, yeah.
I think you and I did.
Some of them.
Yeah, and copycats.
Yeah.
I just y'all watching the draft?
Yeah. Is that what you're doing out there, watching the draft?
Yeah, he needs some pizza and wings.
Yeah, who you with?
Remember Monty?
Nope.
Flowers?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sean's
brother?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in town, and then my buddy Steven.
Oh, shit. Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah. I will.
All right, y'all be careful, dude. Don't get all fucked up and drive.
All right, man. Love y'all.
All right, love you, too.
Yes, sir.
Later. Let's call my wife.
We didn't got a new toy.
Yeah.
So we doing, we making this shit.
Finally figured the bitch out.
We doing things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that pin hook?
It was good.
It's okay, right? It's good, yeah. Like in a different way. Yeah. It's not really something that I taste a whole lot of. There's like this crispness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Almost like a sparkling water or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
What'd you think? You tried it yet?
Yeah. It's like you said, it was a little hot, that first one.
For 101 proof, it's really hot, right?
Yeah.
But only on your tongue.
It's only on the tongue. When it goes down, it's like...
It's smooth.
It's smooth. But yeah, it's only when I first tasted it, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It went down. It's like, where'd the burn go?
True.
Yeah. I don't know. It does just disappear. It's like all... And when you nose it, mm-hmm. You don't get much alcohol.
You don't.
Right? I didn't get any ethanol... smell up the nostril.
I feel like this one is gonna get better since
it's been open.
Yeah, air's gotten in, so yeah, it's gonna get better.
Yeah, I'm pretty curious, man. All right, well, I guess it's time for the shot of the week, and those big hats are pretty cool.
Yeah,
Jessica's boss has one that has their company logo on there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope.
It's a big white guy. He kind of reminds me of of that nerdy guy from what do you call it? Hogs. Wild Hogs. You know the guy that plays Frank in Shameless? He comes out in that movie about the town was black and white, and then it gets color. Bo Nix, Oregon, QB. A lot of quarterbacks being taken.
Yeah, they said it would be a high pick. A quarterback season right now.
Look up Frank Gallagher from... Or just put Frank from...
William H. Macy.
There you go. That dude.
Okay.
He looks like that guy. And they have... They're fucking internet behind or what? They don't have...
Slow.
They didn't even know they've been picked yet. Like, come on, people. You're white.
No reaction.
So one black dude there.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Just the one. That's how we look at the parties.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Well, but you blend better because we're closer in skin tone.
Yeah, we are.
I'm almost darker than y'all right now, son of a bitch. I've been in the sun for a while. Wait till you see my ankle.
Oh, no.
My ankle looks like I'm wearing socks.
Dang.
Yeah, my legs take color pretty well.
Ooh.
From the knee down.
Yeah.
From the knee up, I'm a ghost. It looks like I'm wearing white football shorts. Yeah, no. It's bad.
Oh, brother. It's all right.
Yeah. All right, Shot Master, why don't you lay us on that fucking funky ass shot of the week?
Can't start off without saying this, though. Drop your fucking draws. It's the shot of the week.
My man.
Yeah.
What? Just got real quiet?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did.
Not while I'm pouring. Oh, my boo.
I like that color combination right there.
Yeah, that
the black
nice.
With the green and yellow.
Mm-hmm. That looks nice.
Yeah, it does, right? But I always like black pants. I wish the Cowboys had a black variant to their uniform.
There goes a celebration.
There goes a black there dude. There goes. Speaking it looks like of, Miles Garrett, like a young Miles Garrett.
Speaking of uniforms, what do y'all think of the Texans?
Nah, they're fucking fire.
Those, man.
Ooh.
I like the all red.
I haven't seen them all, but I saw their Color Rush ones. Oh. They're pretty sick. And I like the new numbers, and they did them kind of like Atlanta's. They're good.
Mm.
Maybe it's not as bad as I first thought. Yeah. Maybe I smell my own breath instead of this thing.
Oh, Lord, stop.
Ugh.
I'm like...
Smell like chemical.
Yeah. They
it,
added two new
it's For shades. Some reason, it's a familiar smell.
Or peach.
It that, that's... Hey.
This is...
Yes, peach. Go peach.
Oh, the all red ones are sick. Is that navy blue or black?
I feel like it's black.
It does look like black, right?
I'm showing... It's showing black. I don't see any navy. Other than their
the regular ones.
The regular, which they've had since they came into the league in 02.
Six fucking quarterbacks, dude.
Dang.
Look at Cody Rhodes right there at number 10.
You say Cody Rhodes. Oh, all man. Right.
Caleb Williams, bootleg Jake from State Farm.
yeah.
Jaden Daniels, bootleg wide receiver from Minnesota. Who I mean, yeah, from Minnesota.
Jefferson.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Drake May, bootleg quarterback from the Chargers.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
That's fucked up.
All right, let's give this a little tasty taste because I'm tired of smelling this peach shit. Yeah. Better, way better than it smelled.
Yeah.
It's a little hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go vodka. 13. Look at Mila Kunis right there on the edge. Kind of look like it, right? Bootleg mm-hmm. Mila Kunis.
Old girl with the leg tattoo. How you doing?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. This might be wrong, and I'm sure it probably is. But I always think, like, I don't know how to say this because I know what type of girl I categorize this in, but I don't know if I want to say
how you would.
Yeah, I don't know how I would. I just know like that type of girl.
You know that type, but you don't
like. I don't want to say superficial, mm-hmm. but I want to say like maybe more high maintenance, maybe mm-hmm. more judgmental.
Okay.
I don't just like that kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
If they're always fucking with their hair, like always fixing it and always yeah. doing this shit, like the more a girl does that, the less I want to get to know that girl.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you look fine. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, leave mm-hmm. it the fuck alone.
Why you got to touch it like 3-4 times?
Like once an hour or maybe once every 30 minutes is fine.
But
yeah.
But like that. When they keep readjusting, it's like, who the fuck you got to worry about?
Consistently. Like, mm-hmm.
You're with your man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand you want to look good. Go to the restroom. Go look in the mirror.
Yeah.
But when you're fucking, like, constantly doing your hair like this, or, like, when they're talking and doing this shit, like, oh, man, I don't. I'm wrong. Maybe a girl would have to answer this question for us.
Probably.
Plug your phone in. Call Mimi. Ask her. Are you more of a dumb bitch if you play with your hair all the time?
Let me just go down the street, bring her over here.
I think differently. I've noticed that. And I've noticed that when people don't think like me, I'm like, what?
Like it throws you for a loop a little bit?
Maybe just because I've never asked anybody else.
Yeah, just.
So I just assume that that's the way everybody is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Not because it's the way I do it, but because I thought everybody did it. But becoming an adult now, it's like not everybody thinks the same anymore.
True.
Like we used to be. In high school, and everybody thought that Jordans were cool, and everybody mm-hmm. thought that rap was a shit, and now, like, people are branching off, and you know, just, it's not splitting so much up. Like a tribe mentality anymore.
It's mm-hmm. more, like, very different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your own, you're following your own path.
Yeah, everybody's thinking their own thoughts, which is fine.
True.
I'm late to develop. So, that's that. But, you know, it really pisses me off. Not pisses me off, but I'm just like, ugh, that kind of girl. I'm probably wrong. Maybe the girl just wants to make sure she looks good, or like a nervous tick for her or something.
It's possible.
It might be. But to me, just from hearing those girls that I've been around talk and the things they complain about or like attitude, it just seems like they're that kind of girl. Like,
yeah. I mean,
pain, like a pain in the ass.
Mm. I get what you're saying. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. So. All right, let's get back to this fucking shot of the week. I'm going vodka already.
Yeah, it's a vodka.
Real quick, what y'all think of the Lions' new unis?
Oh, they got new uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the white ones are already there, right?
They kind of went back. I'm getting...
Well, they put stripes on the sleeves now.
Yeah, I'm getting 90s.
Yeah, and the black ones are always going to be my favorite. You have black on your jerseys, they're fucking sick.
Yeah.
I've always liked the Saints jerseys. I've always liked the Falcons jerseys.
Houston has incorporated black.
Yeah, and I love the fucking Washington black, the black Washington uniforms. They're fucking sick.
Oh,
yeah.
Arizona has one too.
Arizona has a killer one also. So
it's just something
I think black looks cleaner.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about black.
It does.
Yeah. I told you, you guys can do way more. Black makes everything better. And I'm not poking fun. I'm really just trying to lift up a whole culture. Black makes everything better.
Oh, shit.
It makes it better in porn. It makes it better in music. No matter what genre it is. Except for country, because Beyonce fucked that shit up.
Oh, damn.
After this shot of the week, I want to know what you think about that. Because everybody knows Beyonce can sing. But we'll get to that after this. I'm going vodka. I'm going to go like some kind of tropical fruit. It's almost like those Starburst tropical ones.
Yeah. I'm going to go vodka.
I don't know. Is peach or mango?
Mm-hmm.
Something weird like that.
You go peach, I go mango.
Okay.
That way we can have a little separate.
It's a weird sweet, like a sweet that I don't like.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad shot. Like if this was mixed in with a little bit of Sprite or something, it'd be more than enough.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
But all right. We're going mango and peach vodka.
Come on.
Right. This week's shot of the week is...
Ooh, is it a Truly?
No, it's Benjamin's peach. It's 100 proof.
Oh, wow. Got a little bite to it.
Interesting.
Is it vodka? Or?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, it's a vodka.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We got it right.
Yeah.
Benjamin's Peach Vodka.
Yeah, vodka with natural artificial flavors. Mm-hmm. Bottled by Benjamin's Farm Field, California. Another thing, California fucked up. I'm just kidding. Uh-huh. It ain't that bad. It's really not that bad.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Either better chilled or a good mixer.
Yeah.
They're definitely a good mixer.
Yeah, it would be a good mixer. Put it in a little... You have a red solo cup?
Yeah.
Because it might take too long to get cold inside there.
Yeah.
But in a red solo cup, I bet you it would be good by the end of another 20 minutes.
Yeah. Try it out.
Okay, let's get some Beyonce fucking shit up. I give my wife a lot of shit about liking Beyonce and being one of these fucking the honeybees, or what do they call them? The beehive.
Yeah, the beehive.
She's a diehard Beyonce fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'll give my wife credit on this point. She doesn't like all of her stuff.
Okay.
Right. She'll tell you like, yeah, this is all right. So I heard the Jolene cover.
Mm-hmm.
And when she sang the regular song, I didn't like it.
Mm.
But when she got into the later part of the song and she started doing her own riffing and shit, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that fucking, this ain't Texas. Like, it's not country. It's like a Western style hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pop, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what Beyonce sings anymore. What do you think? I could just be hating.
I honestly, I haven't even heard it.
You want to hear it?
Sure, why not? Sure, why not?
Have you heard it? Is your girl a diehard Beyonce fan? Does she even like Beyonce?
She likes Beyonce, but she's not like, oh my gosh.
She's not a beehive.
No, she's not a beehive. No.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've honestly never heard it. I've heard people talk about, you know, saying like, why did Beyonce do that? Beyonce messed that up. She shouldn't have done that. She should have left that alone, X, Y, Z.
Well, a lot of people are going to hate just because it's Beyonce.
Of course.
And just because she's messing with country music.
I understand that completely.
So as somebody who's never heard this.
Yeah, never heard it.
Tell me what you think. Okay. This ad's almost over.
I got you.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sang about?
Shut up.
It hurts just to say. Yeah.
Here, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, man.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm not on your Wi-Fi, that's why.
Mm.
Jolene, don't take the chance because you think you can.
Let me get on your fucking Wi-Fi, I guess.
You're beautiful beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man.
I should say that. Jolene, I'm a woman too. Oh, sorry. Danger play and nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. What the hell?
Same shit every goddamn day, motherfucker.
You know what I'm talking about?
We've been deep in love for 20 years. Raised that man, raised his kids. I know my man.
Oh shit, I almost spit out my shit. Oh shit. Goddamn.
Hey, do me a favor. Put your fucking Wi-Fi password in my goddamn phone.
Understand why you're attracted to my man, but you don't want the smoke to shoot your shot with someone.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
She also changed the lyrics.
Of course.
Okay. Just from that, what do you think?
I'm digging it. That part, from what I've heard so far, yeah. I'm liking that. I'm liking
that. Okay, let's go to this later part of the song.
Okay.
I wish I had a longer cable so I could plug it to your computer so you could just play it on YouTube.
Sleep good, happy, cause you came to God by what planted seeds. I know my man's gonna stand by me, breathing in my gentle breeze.
Across those valleys, highs and lows, and everything between. The keys rolling like tumbling weeds.
This was all the shit that I was talking about that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Little gospel kind of feel.
Yeah.
So that was Beyonce's rendition of Jolene.
Okay.
It's not the worst thing ever made.
No.
Like
not the worst.
If I would have never heard Jolene before, I would like that song.
It's a decent song. It's how she did it, her version or whatever, is decent.
The extra shit she added, banger. I like that part.
Yeah.
Because she made it her own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't a banger like the way Miley Cyrus sings it.
Of course.
I like Miley Cyrus's version better than Dolly Parton's, to be honest with you. Because, you know, Dolly Parton's, it's dated and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But.
Of course.
Check this out.
Gotcha.
This is Miley Cyrus's version.
Yeah.
You like what you like. All right. I'll just turn it up on the. This is more the style that Dolly sang it in.
Yeah.
Jolene, please don't take him even though you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. The flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
Jolene, and I could easily understand.
You could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. And he talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. 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 But when I first liked this song,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was a Miley Cyrus fan.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that I appreciated her voice that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Miley can fucking sing, dude. She can. In like a different kind of way. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That one, I will say, her version, you can feel like she's gotten into it.
Yeah.
Like you could feel the she's put herself in that. In that song, like she's putting her all.
Yeah,
you know, Beyonce, like we said before, like it's a good song. She did a good job on that. Like, but Miley Cyrus, you could hear that she took her time and like added the harmonizer with the harmonization in there. Like, and then it's like the vibe was like just like without seeing a video or anything, just on vocals, Miley Cyrus. It's just her vocals just fit more with it, and she just like.
It might be that.
She made it. She didn't. She took what Dolly Parton did, but you could tell it's like a Miley Cyrus type of song. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, she put a touch on it.
Do you want to hear Dolly's version?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind
hearing. And see how they compare to all three?
I wouldn't mind hearing that. I mean, you can't. You got to play Dolly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you need to hear the original.
Of course, bro. Of course.
I like Miley's the best.
Yeah.
You know, Dolly Parton kind of bounces her voice a lot. The way my kid laughs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you.
I just feel like Beyonce's voice is too rich for a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And mm-hmm. Miley like, just fits that in that parameters. In that, and I don't want to put nobody in a box or anything like that. Like, but
Miley Cyrus doesn't have as full of a voice as Beyonce.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But she can, Miley Cyrus can hold her own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. For sure, 100%. She can.
No doubt about that.
Let me put this in, like, if we're going to compare drinks.
Yeah, gotcha.
Beyonce is a milkshake.
Okay, gotcha.
Sweet, full flavored, very filling.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything you want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Is like a lemonade.
Okay.
Thin, sweet, gets you right then and there.
Yeah.
But you always want more.
Yeah, yeah.
With Beyonce, you can get your fill.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
True, true.
And that just, it just wasn't like the right song for her to sing.
Exactly.
I'm you
with
know you. What I mean?
I'm with you on that analogy.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Like, you wouldn't want to hear Frank Sinatra sing like an Ed Sheeran song, you know what I mean? Because Ed Sheeran hits him high notes and Sinatra like had that real low, fly me to the moon, like that real low kind of register.
Yeah.
It's just certain shit that you can't.
You can't.
Like, I don't want to say can't, like that you
should.
It wouldn't sound the best.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying Beyonce's was bad.
No. That's not what we said at all, period.
Let's see here. Oh, sorry. Well, this is Dolly's.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
See the way she like kind of bounces her voice and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin. Eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
See what I'm saying? Like, maybe like maybe because I've heard Dolly's version and Miley's version before this song.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't
sound like
I've already liked these two songs for that long.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
It's no telling, probably. I mean, you know, like I said, Beyonce, you know, you did your thing. It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. It's just your voice wasn't for this certain song, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like Miley Cyrus's voice kind of fit with that song. Like,
you know, more Dolly style.
Yes. And that's more, it's more of a Miley Cyrus style, in a sense. You know, she kept it in line. So she went, but she also added her little flair to it. Miley did. But, you know, Beyonce did her thing. Beyonce
Like Miley Cyrus made it a little bit more extravagant.
Exactly.
The way she belted and shit like that. True. Which Beyonce did the same thing. But I think, I don't want to just dog Beyonce, right?
Of course
she's
not.
Fucking, she's probably one of the greatest to ever do it.
True, true.
I just think it was like limiting her voice. Like she can do way more than that and it sound way better and like go with her.
She can hit higher on the scale and everything. Fluctuate, I mean, this, then, the third.
Like not even that. It's just like it was, it felt like she was trying to fit into that song versus, oh yeah, this is my shit. I mean, I'm sure these are just like songs that she likes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's just paying tribute to Dolly Parton, which is great and all that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't for me.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm going to stop saying it was bad and all that shit. It's not for me.
It's not.
That's true. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
How much time we got? Well, shit, we're almost done. Let's get on to the Masota and Pasote of the week.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm sending a message real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go to my notes.
Mm.
I've had these Masotas and Pasotas probably since 6 weeks ago because I haven't been here.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I don't know the name of this actor's name.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this actor's name.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll look it up right now.
All right, bet.
But I remember he was quite the heartthrob. Whoa, that guy looks way different.
Uh-oh.
I just looked up the cast.
I got you. All
right. For my Pasote of the week, I am going Eric Von Detten.
Oh.
But if that name sounds real familiar to you, it should, because he came out in Disney's Brink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The guy from Brink.
Okay.
Pouty lips.
Mm-hmm.
Creamy white skin.
Yeah.
Dirty blonde, highlighted, long skater hair.
Yeah.
Skinny. That's what was in back in the day. And I remember my cousins being like drop dead over this motherfucker.
Wow.
I was looked at him. I was like, yeah, you know what? He's handsome.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it. Yeah. I don't know what he looks like now, but.
Oh, if this is him now. Oh, my.
Is he a handsome fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, there, look, I just pulled it up. Wow, he looks way different.
He looks totally different.
Looks like Kirk Cousins.
Kind of does.
He looks like Kirk Cousins or Scott from the Kardashians.
Ooh.
Like that kind of style face.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more so Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy. He looks like that. But I remember him, a lot of girls thinking he was.
Yeah.
The girls that I knew back in the day.
Ah. When Disney was good.
I have three Masotas of the week.
He said three.
Remember they used to do a new movie every month?
Oh, yeah, bro. Man,
literally.
That's when we got like Horse Sense.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, my goodness.
And that twin movie with the Sea Pups.
Yes.
Double teamed.
Luck of the Irish.
Oh, Luck of the Irish.
Smart House.
Smart House.
True. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. For my... Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry. What movie were you thinking?
No.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of a movie.
No.
Okay. My Masota of the week, which I'm pretty sure if I better not be the only one who thought this, but when I saw her in this movie when I was, I don't know, whenever it came out, 15, 16, I was like, yeah, I want to be that guy.
Mm.
I'm going with Miss Kim Whitley.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Whitley.
You ain't alone there, brother.
Okay, when I saw her in Friday Part 2, and she was Auntie Sugar.
Lord have mercy.
I saw them big old titties, and I said, I want those.
Like,
and she was like the right kind of slutty. I don't know, maybe it was a sluttiness that made me want her.
Probably.
I don't know what it was. Or that she was a freak or something.
Yeah.
That big bitch had me going. and she could still get it.
Oh, yeah. She sure can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what she looks like now, but I know that in past years where she's come out on something else, yeah, she still looked good. She's a very pretty lady.
Very, very.
I always confuse her and Lisa from Sister Sister.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Lisa could get it too.
True.
Oh, yeah, she's 100%. She's a MILF.
Yeah.
She can still get
100%,
it.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, she can get it. Them big hoop earrings. I bet she's a fucking slotta. She
just might be.
You never know.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
All right, what kind of dick you think she has? No, I'm just kidding.
Dang. Took it down.
Yeah.
Am I surprised? No.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that we'd make the Cowboys pick, but we're down at 25 or 24. Shit. And I don't think we're going to make it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh. Sad.
Look at that suit. Look at those fucking glasses.
I'm not feeling them.
They look like Robert De Niro in Goodfellas.
They do.
Not Goodfellas, I'm sorry. Casino. At the very end.
Yeah.
At the very end, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Pick
24. 24? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you okay, bets right now. Offense or defense? We'll skip position for now, but offense or defense?
I think they go offense.
I think they go offense.
I'm going offense as well.
Okay, position. Line, receiver, running back. Line or running back?
Line. Well,
it's tricky, dude. It's we need tricky both.
Because you need both.
We need an interior lineman.
You need a line first. I would think line. I would go line because
even if you get the best running back.
True.
Yeah. You got to have a gotta go line.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, okay. We're going offense or we're going off. We're going line.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Help us. Please help the Cowboys. Yeah,
fuck the Cowboys. Motherfuckers. I'm turning into my cousin Danny, dude. My cousin Danny's like, you see, dude, nothing's ever going to change as long as that motherfucker's alive. He needs to fucking die, crash his helicopter, or fucking get killed or something. And I said, damn, Danny, that's the way. Tell me how you really feel, bro.
I know. Mm-hmm.
He's just like, no, dude, I'm just saying, like, nothing's ever going to change when this dude's a GM and the
I mean,
owner.
It's the truth. It is the truth. It is the truth. Yeah. It's the truth. It is. It's a fact. I mean, but he likes being in control of everything and, you know, whatever he says goes. And until he gets at least be an owner and let somebody else be GM, I think then that'll change. But since he has these two roles, it's going to be the same old song.
What do you think? How much success do you think Will McClay is going to have when Jerry Jones doesn't have a say in who they draft?
Ooh.
Because Will McClay is the man. He drafts really well.
I think there will be a high success. I think once, if he's in control of the draft, I think it'll be a high success. If he, because he studies, he knows who to pick, where to pick, where to plug in. I think it'll be very high, very high.
Do we see more use of, what's his name, son? The little guy.
Deuce Vaughn?
Deuce Vaughn.
Maybe. I'm thinking.
Could be. I could see it.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know, man. Our running game was fucking shitty last year.
Yeah.
It was. And since they ain't doing nothing in free agency and, you know, seeing how they're going to do in the draft, how many picks they got this draft?
Well, they got like three extra compensatory picks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Byron Murphy in a Gucci shirt.
Oh, Lord.
And jeans.
Yeah, look at his dad. Looked like Tracy Morgan.
Ooh.
Look at Eve right next to him. Son of a bitch. Whoa.
All right now.
He said Eve.
Yeah. Look at wait till that guy turns around. He looks like Tracy Morgan. And then that lady looks like Lavelle, or what the fuck's her name? No, never mind. No, she don't.
He kind of reminded me of Tracy Morgan, though.
He did look like Tracy Morgan in that tracksuit and shit.
Yeah, he do.
I don't know. I'm excited to see. Oh, he's from Texas.
Nice.
Whoa, what an athlete.
Mm. Dang.
He was double covered there.
Vikings on the clock?
Yeah. How many picks did Cowboys have this year? Did you find out?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
I don't want to leave people on a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
If they didn't stop listening after our assholes, the least we can do is let them know how many picks the Cowboys have.
At least.
Before we get the fuck out of here.
They have 7 total.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
God dang, it's only 9 o'clock. When I get here on time, the shit goes by where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Damn, that's it? 7 picks?
They have 7.
Hmm.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, and San Francisco, they have the most. They each have 10.
Jesus.
Hey, it was my mic last week.
Oh.
That's why I've been holding it.
Oh, shit. That was crazy.
I thought it was because your mic was shaking or like because I was hitting your...
The cord
or like your headphones were like hitting it, but it wasn't it. I couldn't figure it out last week, but I just did it a little while ago.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Look at Big Mama.
Oh.
Blonde wig.
Sunday best.
This flower dress on.
Yeah. Looked like she's wearing a ghillie suit.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, boys. Let's get the fuck out of here. Don't forget to scrub your butthole, wash cloth, hand, or whatever. Just make sure your booty clean.
Yes.
Don't forget to go to confidentlyyoubeauty.com. Find them on Instagram at confidentlyyoubeauty, on Facebook at confidentlyyou.
Yeah.
And do 4 very important things.
Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We'll see y'all jive ass, funky ass turkeys next week.
Yeah.
If you don't like wrestling, fuck you.